Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
So, I sent you a link to, what's this called? Chill Out Jazz House Music by Flavor Trip.
Yeah, I'm into it. I mean, I can't watch this whole video, but I'm into the music that they're DJing.
I love that somewhere on the internet exists a couple from Belgium who's in playing in sunshine. They're DJing in sunshine while they're making crepes, or what they call pancakes.
Yep.
Like the video
playing house music and cooking and making loving eyes at each other every once in a while.
Yeah. And the guy's got a mustache.
Yeah.
Cool. Kind of makes me think,
deep
like
find on the internet. Thank you.
I know. I think we might be doing this wrong. Maybe we should be doing this and making tacos or something. I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into this week's episode with the huddle. What's on top of mind for you this week?
So I joined the Agile Network as an expert. So I'll be over there posting content, talking about team angle, communication, collaboration, digital PM, all of those things to a whole new audience. It's people from PMI background, people from Agile Alliance background. So I'm excited.
Is that like the stonemasons of the project management world?
Sure.
Secret society. Yeah.
Secret society.
I'm thinking about this week our brand new newsletter, The Field Report, which went out on Tuesday and was well-received, like better than I thought it was going to be. And I was glad to see that finally up and out, and we got the numbers that we did.
Yeah, I'm excited. It nice work. I feel like it was a good collaboration. It came together really quickly, and I think we realized we're making so much stuff that it's not that hard to make that. So pretty cool. Yeah. Nice work. All right, well, let's get into the review. Before we get into your opinion column this week, I want to mention the team angle topics. We are essentially publishing a book week by week, bit by bit, not chapter by chapter, but bit by bit. This week, the topics are culture related. So how diversity in planning and teamwork leads to breakthrough success is the first. And then the second is the power of inclusive planning, how to involve diverse perspectives. So those are both really good topics. I enjoyed kind of going through those. Like, we collaborate on those, editing them and adding more was good. All right. So let's get into the opinion column this week. I love that we're calling it that. On same page. So yours is called "You Have 8 Seconds to Make Them Count." What's it all about?
So it's about our attention, or our deficit of attention, right? We have more information, drowning in information, more than ever before, but our attentions are dwindling. I mean, I've seen this. I've noticed it. You've seen this. Like, I think we've all seen it. But I came across a report from Microsoft almost 10 years ago that showed our attentions went from, you know, like 12 seconds to 8 seconds. Like, we somehow between 2000 and 2013, we lost 4 seconds of that kind of initial attention span. So one, who knows what it is now? And it wasn't like, you know, this was in Scientific America or something like that, but I think we can all tell, you know, it takes a lot to hold somebody's attention, right, without being distracted. And so I think about this, and I think about leadership. I think about, you know, what it takes just to even hold one person's attention, not to mention just an entire team's attention, right? And that if we're not clear and if we're not being concise, we're just adding noise to an already noisy world, right? And it just means that we're likely adding to team confusion about priorities, direction, and expectations. And the result of that is not going to be on them. It's not their fault, right? It's on us not being clear from the outset. The clearer our message, the faster we earn our, you know, trust from teams. And it gives the team confidence to move forward, to be able to make their own decisions move forward with their own work and to do it faster, right? And so I feel like this is just a good time to take a step back. And I quantified it by 8 seconds to give it like, look, you don't have much, right? This is in yeah. cowboy time. This is you get allotted, you become a champion by staying on a bull for 8 seconds, right? Mm. And that's a long time for them. It's not a long time in conversations, especially in meetings and, just even trying to get everybody on Slack or even on Zoom. So yeah, it's like such an important topic. And I think something just to, we all need to be top of mind. So my question to you is, what do you think, what's the fastest way a leader can lose your attention?
Yeah, I love this. I recorded a TikTok about this yesterday where it was kind of like about using jargon and talking in circles or talking in code, right? Like if your point is buried under layers of jargon and vagueness, my brain is immediately going to find something more productive to think about. Like I will tune out if I'm not following because you're not being clear.
Yeah.
So that's how my brain works.
When's the last time? Like you and I have some pretty classic stories about this, but I'm curious, when's the last time that you just like you zoned out in a meeting because someone, or I should say, like, why did it happen? Like what was yeah. the situation?
Yeah, I can remember it. I don't want to say who it was, but it was within the last year, was not you. But I zoned out because the person who was kind of running the meeting decided to essentially narrate their entire thought process out loud instead of just getting to the point. And I'm a person who does not need or want a live action documentary of how you arrived at a decision. Like, just tell me what it is so we love can that. Be actionable and move the F on.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that. Live action documentary. We're watching.
How about you? What's the time that you've zoned out or a reason why you'll zone out?
I think it's much the same, like where I'm listening to, whether it's like thought process or rationale, right? Especially like the rationale, like when people mm-hmm. front load, here's why I'm doing this thing. And it's like, can we yeah. just get to what the thing is?
Yes.
And then if I have questions, then give me some rationale.
100%.
Otherwise, I get it. I'm an adult mm-hmm. too, right? And I think
do have to recognize though, Greg, that there are communicators who don't operate that way, who do need the rationale in order to make a decision. So it is tough to know what's the right approach, but there's a little bit of reading the room I think needs to be done sometimes that people don't do.
I think here's reading the room. If you have a history of, giving direction, and then you are immediately bombarded with questions mm-hmm. even after the meeting and the day after the meeting, then guess what? You didn't do the thing. You didn't do it right.
Yeah, you didn't do a great job. True.
No, didn't do a good job at all. Like if you're clear and you're succinct, then one, your meeting should not drag on. You should actually be coming under time with meetings. And two, you're not getting a lot of follow-up questions. You're just getting a, hey, can we check in? We're done. Or it's like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, what's the one workplace message that you've had to reread multiple times just to understand?
Oh, I mean, anything that's a contract or something more specifically, like something that's like HR related that includes language like per policy or, somehow manage to say nothing while making it clear that it's important. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if I have to read this thing like four times over and I still don't get it, oh my gosh, that it's the worst. But it usually tends to be that stuff because it is so dry and it is so kind of just naturally indirect that it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah. I'd say mine is when people will, say this is important and then not actually share something that I didn't already know or doesn't come across as important. And then I think, what did I miss? You know what I mean? Like, my last question to you is, what's one thing leaders should stop saying because it wastes time?
To use more horrible business speak, we'll take this offline, right? I hate that. So I hate the language of that. But also it's like, no, we won't. We both know that's code for, I don't want to deal with this right now. And I'm hoping you'll forget about it. So yeah, stop punting things. That drives me nuts too.
Interesting. I'd say like industry speak acronyms, right? I could think of time at both IBM and USAA when those are being used as you know, very high level, like acronyms meant an entire business unit, and they were using it to mean like something very specific, right? And it's just the ambiguity that is associated or comes with acronyms is insane. Absolutely,
it's crazy.
Absolutely insane.
And yeah. Someone commented on that TikTok video. You have to look for the comments because there's someone who nails it with like using all of the acronyms in one statement, like as a joke.
Nice.
I was like, wow, this person knows what they're doing.
All right. So I have one more question. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
If you only have 8 seconds to get a point across, what are you going to do? Like, what's your thought process on that?
Yeah. I mean, I think this builds on the previous conversation. It's start with the point. No buildup, no disclaimers, no context setting. If people want details, they'll ask. If they don't, congratulations. Like, you saved everyone time.
Right.
I love your article for that reason. Brevity is key.
Yes. Yep. To the point. All right. So with that in mind, let's get into this week's ask. Yes. What are we kindly asking our listeners to do this week?
Well, we are so excited to have launched Field Report, which is our weekly newsletter. I think there's tons of good stuff in there. So we hope people to subscribe. Just go to sameteampartners.com/subscribe or just hit our homepage and you'll find a subscribe button there too.
Yeah, we have a fancy new subscription box thing.
Also, we're doing a leader Q&A in that weekly. We've reached out to a few people, but if anyone ever wants to volunteer, reach out to us. We're definitely interested in getting more perspectives into our work and our newsletter.
Yeah. Brian, Josh, I know you're listening. Reach out, Chris. Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's get into the hit list. What do you have up first this week?
So I got a new vehicle last week. And so, you know, I'm testing out the stereo. And so I had to go with Big Wild just because of the sounds. Do you know Big Wild? Have you listened to Big Wild?
I don't know Big Wild. No, never heard of them.
Oh, man. It's, I mean, it's kind of relative to our chill beats because chill, you know, conversation.
Oh, I'll check
but
it out.
It's just got a nice, you know, you can tune a stereo to it, but it's just good to listen to.
Cool. My first up is also listening, and I've been listening to the new Lady Gaga album,
of course,
for the past week. And I just read a headline this morning that it's her highest reviewed, like most critically acclaimed album yet.
Really?
It's pretty good. Yeah, I like it. I think the music might have to grow on you. Like, there were two tracks out that were for a while that I was just like about, and now that I'm listening to them more, I like them. So
did you watch her on Saturday Night Live?
Kind of. I'm having a hard time watching anything these days and keeping attention, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My next one, so speaking of watching, because of our dearly departed Gene Hackman. It's been a little bit of a Gene Hackman film festival in Storyhouse. So my first one is French Connection. It was a classic I watched a long time ago and I revisited, and just a solid piece of film from that. I love the period, you know, that it's in, and just to get a look at like New York back in that 1971, 50 years ago.
That's cool. All right. My next up is reading 5 pandemic era lessons on leading through drastic change. So surprise, surprise, we're at 5 years from the start of COVID this month. So you're probably going to start to see a lot more content about this online, a lot more listicles about things we learned from COVID. But yeah, this one was on HBR. Also HBR, Harvard Business Review, pretty sure they did a redesign. Or at least a new mark. So yeah, interesting. I mean, they always have great stuff to read, so I'm always checking.
5 years, that's insane.
It's wild.
Well, so my last watching, I could have done probably 10 of these, but another Gene Hackman, No Way Out with Kevin Costner, right? So last week I was talking about Yellowstone, which kind of fizzled out. I stopped watching it. It's like kept boring. But Kevin Costner and Gene Hackman, I hadn't seen that again in decades, so it was good to go back and watch it.
Cool. My last one is something I wrote. So I recounted a horror story of a project many years later with a lot less detail, but hopefully it's written in an entertaining way. It's on my blog at brettharned.com. It's the hardest project of my career and what it taught me.
That's a good one. I remember you you talk about how it took them 5 years to launch that site.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me, that's insane. That is that's a lifetime, right?
They missed the boat with responsive design because of it.
You know, so I had a client like that too. A big nonprofit, and it took them 2 years to launch after we delivered. And they actually came back to us and said, hey, responsive has become a thing since you last worked with us. Can you adapt? Right? That was so insane. So anyway.
Wild.
All right. Well, let's get into our high five. We'll wrap up the podcast. What are we celebrating this week?
I mean, there's nothing else to celebrate except for the field report.
That's true.
I mean, there's always more, but big high five on getting that out the door on Tuesday without any stress, with only one broken misdirected link, with I don't think any typos, but I guess we'll find out. But we would love to hear from people too. Like we want high fives from people outside of just me and you. Like we see the numbers. We know people are reading and clicking and all of that. There. So if you're out there and you have any thoughts or even feedback, we even like that kind of email. Let us know. Reach out.
Come at us, bro.
Come at us. But after the weekend. Thank you.
Right.
Let us enjoy the weekend first. All
right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
Thanks for listening.